The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It is April 16th, 2024.
And I am here. Hello.
That's right. You're back. Hi, Steph.
Did you make sure to say good morning, world, every morning when I wasn't here?
Every single time.
Did you really?
Yeah. And every single time was not on note.
Oh, well, yeah. I can help you with that a little bit.
You can. I'm very glad you're back for that reason.
I don't think that I'm going to leave for another couple months. My next week of holidays isn't for a while, so we've got some time.
Okay, good. Thank goodness. You left me for a week. I've been on the air for 3 months, dude.
Oh.
That was rookie mistake.
No, thank you so much for taking care of the show. I went and saw the eclipse.
That's right. How was it?
It was great. You know, a lot of people were in cloud cover for the Path of Totality, which could have been very sad. But there was about 4 minutes of darkness, and I think we've got about a minute based on the clouds kind of moving around it. So we did get to see it, which was really cool.
Okay, sorry.
And I'll tell you more about it later. But yeah, just a really great trip. Texas, Oklahoma, and Colorado. So checking those states off my list of, I don't know. Do you have a 50 state bucket list?
How many states are there? 50?
Yeah.
Well, then it's not much of a bucket list more than here's where I want to go. First, second, third.
I was a bit influenced by Texas last week.
Did you buy a gun?
No. Whoa. No, I did not.
Oh, okay. Then I think we're good. Whatever you're about to tell me, I think we're fine.
No, but everybody was walking around in cute little cowboy boots and nice dresses.
Yeah.
And some of them had these fun hats on. And I went into this store that had the sparkliest rhinestone ankle cowboy boots.
Okay.
And they were like $200.
Okay.
But they were 75% off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like 25 bucks.
Well, they were $200, so it was like 50 bucks.
Oh, okay.
But I just had to have them. Like, I was like, this is going to be my debut. I am going to be a cowgirl now. I'm in Texas. And so I did. I bought them. And then we went back to where we were staying, and all evening long, all I could think about was this hat that I saw.
Okay.
Also in the 75% off rack. And I could not wait to get them back to Fort McMurray and just be like, look at these great pieces that I bought. But I opened my suitcase last night, and all I heard in my head was Beyonce singing, "This ain't Texas." Like, I was like, I don't know where I'm going to wear these. I'm not in Texas anymore.
NASA is once again going to the moon.
Ooh, very exciting.
Now, next year, 2025, they're only going to space to kind of check out the moon. But 2026, they are landing on the moon, and it's going to be amazing.
That's very exciting.
And yesterday I was on a solo show, but I brought up the idea of, hey, if we rally around it, I think we could really be the first radio broadcast from space. Would you be down?
I don't want to go to space. Are you kidding me?
Are you, Siri, a once-in-a-lifetime thing? We could make history.
I don't care what kind of life once-in-a-lifetime thing it is. I do not want to go into that black, dark void. Absolutely not.
Even after they do... Okay, we don't go... We don't leave the spaceship. Say we go on the first mission that doesn't land.
Just to check out the moon?
Yeah.
Sounds even worse. No destination. You're just floating in nothing for no reason.
Don't you hike?
I love hiking.
Okay. Think of it like that. You're hiking out in space.
No, you're floating in darkness, and there's so much G-force that you're trying not to throw up, and you're not allowed to close your eyes.
Okay, but that's when you're first going off.
Yeah.
Once you're past that, once you're past all of that, you can have fun. Are you really crapping out on me here?
I'm really telling you, I have no desire whatsoever to go to space, no matter what world record I'm breaking.
I was so excited to talk about this with you.
I'm so sorry. You want to go to the moon? I can run the board from here. I'll, you know, you broadcast back down to me, and I'll just make sure it goes out to air. Done something I've never did. I finally remembered to set my away email when I left.
Oh, okay. Good for you. Telling people you're going to go see the eclipse.
Yeah. And I don't know. I never know if you're supposed to brag in those emails like, hey, FYI, I'm on holidays having a great time. Sorry you're at work emailing me, but I'm not going to reply for a while. But I did. I did say that. But then, even when I do set my away email, I usually check my email at the end of every night when I'm on holidays just to like keep it down and you know, you got a brain that works and somebody's asking a question, you may as well let them know what the answer is.
No, nope, nope, nope. I don't agree with you. Nope.
All right. Well, I turned to your philosophy this time.
Yeah, you did.
And it was actually something my father-in-law said. He was like, oh man, back when we didn't have cell phones, I would call into work from a payphone and I would be sitting in a parking lot with all my papers on the ground answering my team's questions. And I was like, that sounds ridiculous. Like, you should take some time off work. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I should take some time off work.
It's the exact same.
So I pressed the button that said, like, mute this for the day when my phone kept sending me notifications of emails.
Yeah.
I did come back to 450.
450!
I know. So now my question is, should I start from newest to oldest or oldest to newest? I've taken 7 planes in the last week and a half.
That's a lot of planes.
It is so many planes. But I've noticed one thing. There are 2 types of people in the world. There are people who as soon as the plane's seatbelt sign turns off, they have jumped up. They're in the aisle. They're trying not to hit their head off things. They're trying, kind of trying, but not really, not to hit your head as they take their luggage down. The plane's still taxiing. Maddening. Yeah. Or there's the people who sit down and say, I'm going to get off the plane no matter what. If everybody is orderly, I'm still going to get off this plane right after the person who was sitting next to me before they stood up and started this song and dance does. Which type of person are you, John?
Which type of person do you think I am, Steph? What confidence do I exude?
I am nervous that you're one of those plane jumper uppers, and I'm like, I don't know if we can be friends. It's just, or at least we could never fly together because it's embarrassing to me.
I am a sitter because I'm a good person.
Oh, wow. Okay, you took it there.
Yeah, I feel like, dude, what? You're going to get to the airport 3 minutes faster?
I don't even think it's 3 minutes. Like, I mean, even though the person jumps up and gets so ready to go, they are still at the mercy of every other person who gets off before them, who had a closer to the front of the plane seat.
And that's so true.
And I also appreciate that we do have kind of that order of, like, it's almost like at the end of a wedding where, like, the first row goes and then the row across from it goes and the second row goes and the row. And so it's like, what is going to happen? You are still going to be just standing there with your head sideways because you can't quite fit, waiting for all those people to go. So you may as well just be sitting in your comfy seat and do it orderly.
You know what I think planes have to start doing?
What?
You know when they load the plane and they call, okay, row 1, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
They need to put that in place for when you exit the plane.
Oh, like zone 1.
Yeah, zone 1 will now exit. Zone 2, on and on and on.
That's an interesting choice.
If you're with children under the age of 5, you get to exit first because obviously you're with a kid. They're going to take up the aisle.
Wow. I feel like that would make a lot of people angry because sometimes you are running for a flight. And what I noticed on my United Airlines flight is that they actually said, there are some people with some close connections. If you're one of those people, can you raise your hand? All right, everybody look around the plane. Those are the people that will need to get off first. So if you're blocking them in, please do let them out. And I thought,
did it work?
Yes. Everybody stayed seated except for the people who were rushing. They got off the plane and then we all were orderly because we all knew nobody had anywhere else to go.
See,
it's perfect.
But I would have lied.
You would have lied. You would have been like, let me off this plane now. I'm going first.
Connection.
Oh, if you see me at Chili's later, don't mind me. My plane was delayed and I didn't know. We have Lorna Ash here, the executive director of the Local Hero Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming. You're always in such a good mood when you come so early. The Local Hero Foundation, we're having a big fundraiser coming up, but I need to hear about what it is. Can you tell us a little bit?
Sure. So this is called Mash Bash, and anybody that's my age...
Nobody can tell based on your voice, Lorna. They can't see ya.
Well, we all know what MASH is. So it's based on a TV sitcom. So MASH, ton of humor back in the days. And you can actually, if you are on the younger side and haven't seen it, you can Google it and actually check out some of the clips on YouTube. And it's quite hilarious. Anyway, so it's based back during the Korean War times. And although this theme is not about the war whatsoever, there is also MASH was the mobile ambulance hospital. So what happened is during the Korean War was when it first started medevacs, helicopter medevacs. So prior to that, it was airplanes. It was harder for them to get in and get the injured. So helicopter medevacs started in that time. And so the history goes from there. So I don't want to tell you too much because you're going to learn it that night. But yeah, that's why we've chosen that theme. It's all about the helicopter medevac.
So Hero Helicopter.
Yes.
That is our local medevac, right?
Absolutely. So Helicopter Emergency Response Organization is what HERO stands for. So Local HERO Foundation. We are the only medevac service here in our region, much to what some people might think, but yes, we are the only one in the region. We are a charitable organization, so we do count on donations and grants, and this is why we have to do fundraisers. There is never a charge to the patient. And when you think of the vast region that we live in, you know, just our rural communities and then people going back and forth south and north and on the highway back and forth to work every day, people using our beautiful lands for their recreation. So it is definitely a much needed critical service here in our region.
Absolutely. And you do cover so much area, and it's a phone call you never want to have to make to have a helicopter come and rescue you. But goodness, how thankful are you when there's a helicopter available to come?
Absolutely. And you know, every time I hear the helicopter, everyone likes to see pictures. So when I hear it getting ready to take off, if I'm at the office, I'll go out, take pictures, post it. Everyone loves to see it. But every time I hear it, my first thought is, oh no. And then my second thought is, I'm so glad we have this service. Somebody's getting a second chance today.
Absolutely. And so the fundraiser that's happening.
Yes.
Very soon.
Very soon. Yes. It's coming up on May the 4th.
And where can people get tickets for it?
You can go to localherofoundation.com.
And so the night is going to be MASH themed, so costumes encouraged?
Sure, absolutely. So I'm assuming that people are going to show up in clinger outfits and some of those characters. We might have a Houlihan Hot Lips, who knows? But basically, we're just saying come comfortably, wear your khakis, that kind of idea.
And so the evening is going to be at Shell Place.
Yes.
And we don't want to reveal too many secrets, but what does your ticket include?
Well, there's going to be a fabulous dinner. So you're going to come, you're going to walk into the swamp. It will be the reception area and where you'll be welcomed. And that is sponsored by McMurray Aviation. And then you are going to come right into the mess hall. And there's all sorts of different things happening in the mess hall. Mess hall is sponsored by Greg's. Just getting a shout out to all our sponsors there. We will have some of our great learning tools from that the pilots actually use. So you'll have an opportunity to check out the simulator, and that is sponsored by Tuckaroo. And of course, MASH Bash is sponsored and presented by Suncor. There, look at me.
Amazing. Good job remembering all those. So a whole lot of fun. It's on May 4th. And where do we get our tickets at?
You go to localherofoundation.com.
I love the Local Hero Foundation. Amazing, amazing organization. But also, you have such fun events. Every single year, you put on a different theme. I can't imagine the work that goes into it, but you got to go see it to believe it. It's amazing. Thanks so much, Lorna.
Thank you for having me.
Thursday night is coming up once again, Kokanee Comedy Night at Rivers Casino. The doors open at 6 and the laughs start at 8. And we have Rory Gardner on the phone, the headlining comedian. How you doing, Rory?
I'm great. Thank you.
Glad to hear from you today. So tell us a little bit about your set. What kind of comedian are you?
I try to stay as clean as possible. But, you know, with anything, you know, PG turns into PG-13 pretty quick. But most of the time, it's just me complaining about my kids and I bring the guitar along, so sometimes we'll get into some goofy songs and play around with that. It, I don't know. It's a lot of fun. And then it just time sort of flies. It's like an ADHD comedy. It's like, is he singing a song? Is he telling jokes? Is he doing crowd work? What's he doing? So I don't know. Keeps me interested. Keeps the audience interested.
Yeah, that sounds super fun. I love that. It's very different than what we're used to with somebody bringing a guitar, being PG-13, and talking about their kids. I love it.
Yeah, I know. I've been told it's like comedy birth control. So it means if you don't have kids, exactly. It's something for everything.
That's awesome. So where are you living right now? Are you driving up from somewhere far away?
I'm in Ottawa, so I'll be flying from our nation's capital tomorrow and then getting ready for Thursday. It should be a lot of fun.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, thanks so much for making the trip all the way up to northern Canada. We'll order some sunshine for you. It is currently snowing and blowing out the window.
Is it really snowing and blowing? There's like no snow left here.
Yeah, we don't have any snow left. We just have a snowstorm right now that's kind of threatening to give us some.
I'm glad you told me that. I was literally just going to pack sneakers and like a light spring jacket. But now that we've had this conversation, I'll pack my parka and take out my boots again.
Hey, I'm aimed to please. Here to help out a fellow man.
Thank you very much. You're also the weather person, right?
Yes, exactly.
Perfect.
All right, cool. So definitely Rivers Casino Thursday night. Doors open at 6. Laughs start at 8. Come and see Rory. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Steph, you're a chicken.
I'm a chicken.
Yeah.
What we kind did a of poll. Chicken? I'm a scaredy cat?
Yeah, we did
say?
A poll the Friday before you left.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember what that poll was?
Not really, no.
Well, we decided to put up a poll to all of our great fans over on Play 103 Radio. And it was, what do you call the barbecue flavored circular chips?
Yes, Ringolos, right?
And I call them hoops.
Yeah,
because
you are a Frito supporter and
you're
I'm a
Humpty Dumpty supporter.
Yeah.
Well, I think you knew that you were gonna lose, and that's why you left. It was a landslide. I've never won anything like this in my life.
And so you think that everybody voted that you...
Oh, no. I don't think. I know. I have the numbers. I have the numbers here. It was 77%.
People voted that they call those things hoops?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
So I would like some props here.
You want me to give you props?
I would love for you to give me some props. I've been waiting on this for a week. I've been waiting for you to be like... Okay, John, you know what? I'll start calling them hoops now because everybody else calls them hoops.
How many people did you call to vote on this poll, John?
Nobody.
Yeah,
and, you know, it was even play people. Kirsten voted for me. Mike Booth voted for me. Jake Ryan. Everybody within this company voted for me. Everybody without, three people, voted for you.
You know what I think? I think that all these people grew up in Western Canada and they didn't have the joy and luxury of eating Ringolos. On the other side of Canada. So I just need to, I should have rallied my troops here because it's clear that you had a landslide vote there, but it was rigged. No props for you.
Let me tell you.
Trivia Tuesday.
John?
Yes?
I've got an American trivia question for you.
Oh, geez.
Just because I was just in Texas.
Okay.
Okay. What is the population of Texas?
Oh, my goodness. 7 million people.
Okay. What is the population of Canada?
2 million people.
What?
2 million?
2 million people in all of Canada? That's it?
8 million people.
Wow.
20? Give me a ballpark. Is it more than 20?
More than 20.
Are you serious? That's a lot of people. 45 million people.
38 million people.
Okay, so you're going to tell me Texas has more people than Canada?
Just close. They have 30 million people.
How is that possible? It's a state.
It's a state. Yeah, Canada has a lot of land, but not a whole lot of people in it.
Mine's not nearly going to be as good.
Okay, give me your trivia question anyway.
Steph, you're a bookworm.
Yeah.
Call Me Ishmael is the first line of what classic novel?
Well, I don't know, but Call Me Ishmael.
That's what I said. You can't get on me about that. It's Moby Dick. The Trivia Tuesday's over.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.